Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Schmeckt am besten diesen Sommer?
Natürlich an den Autobahnraststätten von Surways und Tank und Rast. Kids Eat Free. Jetzt ein Gericht ab 9,99 € in unseren Restaurants kaufen und dein Kind bekommt eine Kidsbox gratis dazu. Mit panierten Hähnchenfilets, Pommes, Getränk und einer Überraschung. An allen teilnehmenden Autobahnraststätten. Infos zur Teilnahme unter raststätten.de.
Hello everyone, we're away this week, but please enjoy instead this episode of me on Zero Degrees, my second favourite podcast, with the very, very funny Lydia Ravs and Harry. I had a great time, I really enjoyed doing this, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Ravs, Lydia and Lewis, a degree haver, a rare degree
haver.
He has
a degree, this man. He's smarter than all of us.
You did just beat us in University Challenge, so you are certainly smarter than all of us. That degree certainly paid off.
Yeah, I was able to answer the questions from the Children's Encyclopedia of Science.
Hey, Ukraine slash me and Ravs, right? You know, you're responsible for our lack of education.
What degree do you have, Lewis? What is your speciality?
Chemistry.
Chemistry degree.
I have a master's in chemistry.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Wow.
I was thinking the other day how I know nothing anymore. It's been sufficiently long that I can't remember any of it. And I think it's the case with most people's degrees, right? Like, if you don't use it, it goes away.
Mm. You have to keep it up, right?
Mm. Most of the stuff people learn at school, they never use. Most of the stuff that people learn at uni, unless they go into that field, they never use. It kind of makes me worried in a sense because basically anyone who's 40 plus has kind of forgotten their education. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
All a waste of money and time, really.
I don't have any trust of people. Like, I went to the dentist recently and it was like someone who was like half my age and they were like so knowledgeable because they'd obviously just finished dental school and they went and they were like, it was great. It was like, I feel like I have a whole new healthy mouth.
Nice. That's great. That's great stuff.
A whole new healthy mouth. So I'm converted. I'm like, let's get why is the country ruled by 70-year-old men? Mm. Right?
True.
Let's get these young bucks in here.
Because normally we're firing those guys. If we had a 70-year-old guy who worked at the Yogscast, I'd be like, fuck, this guy doesn't know shit. But do you know what he needs to be? The Prime Minister. Let's get him out of here and run the country instead. No, we wouldn't say that.
No. Some geriatric old man with crazy ideas. No, get some youth in there.
What do we do with the oldies, though? Like, is it what, they reach a certain age and we just take them out back and put them down?
Like a grinder.
Yeah.
There's probably quite a few of them on grinder already, to be fair.
Yeah.
I believe they're called polar bears.
Is that the actual term?
That's the actual term for an old game.
Oh, because they're like white bears. I like that.
Yeah. Amazing.
Polar bears. Wow, I'd never heard of that. That's great. So Lewis, on Zero Degrees, people write into us with silly complications, silly questions. Usually, it's a lot of sexual stuff. I don't think we've got anything sexual today. I think we've got a lot of Christmas-related ones.
Are they very horny, the
Zero
Degrees
listeners?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're very horny. They're very aroused.
How did it go in No Nut November? Did that just make it worse?
Oh, you know what? I've not really looked at our November.
No, we kind of skipped over our November submissions and went straight for Christmas, which is nice. We are recording this in the midst of Jingle Jam. That's why Ravs is wearing a suit. I feel like we need to address this for the visual
watchers. We're about to do poker. And instead of dressing up as like cum-stained Garfield, I decided,
wearing, that shirt could do with an extra button, Ravs.
Well,
I'm
keeping it out. I'm keeping it out.
I do feel like Ravs looks like a drug dealer. He looks a lot like a man who would sell you some drugs.
I've got the finest ketamine you could ever get.
You're a grizzly bear, dude.
Mm-hmm. You are a grizzly bear. Mm. Look at that.
People have said that about me. I love mauling people and eating sandwiches.
shall we get into our first question then? Mm-hmm. We've got some Christmassy ones. We've got some silly ones. Lydia, do you want to just take a pick and lead us in with something... some of you fancy.
All right, I'll start with a Christmassy one. It says, happy holidays, you Christmassy guys and gals. I'm in the spirit of the season, and I want to know what was the worst Christmas gift you ever received? Mm. And what was the gift you always wanted but never got? I once got 3 pairs of underpants from my aunt with a card that said, these didn't fit your cousins, so I'm giving them to you. Straight in the fucking bin.
Oh.
That's grim. Like, what, they used them and
really
then...
Really grim.
Just gave them a big wedgie, so they said you could give them to our cousin.
Disgusting.
I hope they weren't used.
Like, stained. That would be worse. Like skid stains. Just, make myself sad.
What is the worst present and something you always wish you'd gotten? Man.
I've told this story so many times that I don't even know if we've done it on this podcast. We've probably already done it on this podcast and probably in the last, like, 2 episodes. But for me, it was a pair of driving gloves, a pair of leather driving gloves.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't know that. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I got given a pair of leather driving gloves by, like, my gran's friend that, like...
God, I thought you were going to say me.
Still friends with...
By Lewis.
Yeah. Still friends with, like, the family. And she, like... I was about 14 and she got me a pair of leather driving gloves. And she got my brother an umbrella. And I was just like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
It's just such a weird gift for, like, a 14-year-old boy.
That's certainly, like, a re-gifting thing, right?
But it was such a weird gift to give to me. It was that's certainly my weirdest. One I always wanted was, and I understand now why my parents didn't buy me it, was Uno. You know, but the Uno that had, like, the card shooter.
That's
you know,
so basic.
You know the one that spun around and shit cards all over the room?
Yeah.
No. I always wanted that.
What?
Brands, yeah. I can get you that. We can make this dream come true.
I fucking want
true.
That. I've always
get it
wanted
from Argos?
It.
It's quite, it's quite a reasonable ask.
Yeah.
It's not very expensive. I think
it's just
we can
the one
sort
I
out.
Always asked for and never got, you know?
Oh.
It's just the one I never got.
The thing that I always wanted as a kid, did you guys ever go to those play parks where you could have, like, ride on little diggers? I always was like,
oh, yeah.
Dad, can we build one of those in the garden? He was like, no. We're not, like, converting half of our garden to your, like, digger emporium. Like, as a kid, I just loved construction and diggers. I was like, this is the coolest shit in the world. So every Christmas it was, I want to digger this, digger that. And that was the one digger thing I never got.
Oh, well, you can make those dreams come true now, Harry.
We'll get your balcony.
On my balcony.
Your balcony.
Just make a sand pit with a digger.
We'll use all of the Patreon money to get you a JCB.
Please. Oh. That's all I want. I just want to drive a JCB around for a bit and mm-hmm. dig some stuff up. It just is fun. It's cool. Being able to dig is cool. It's very, you know, macho and
manly.
Strong. I like it.
Mm. What about you, Liz? What's your worst gift?
My worst gift, I feel like I have some of those relatives that just every year...
I just fucking gave you one, to be fair.
I mean, Rams just gave me a fucking cock and bull warmer that was hand-knitted to look like, make your bulls look like poker bulls and your dick look like Pikachu. So, I mean, that probably is actually the worst, but also most a mind-blowing gift I've ever seen. That's probably up there, yeah?
I think you can pull that off, like, at a certain age. I think when you're a kid, it's... disappointing, right? When you're an adult, you're like, if I really wanted this, I would have bought it. And so, like, I think it becomes harder and harder to not only buy presents for other people, but to have memorable presents given to you, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the gifted experience or like, oh, have a day out at this fucking place. You know, that's like a chore. You've now given me a job. It's like, don't buy people pets. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, fuck, okay, now... You've
thanks
given
for
me
this
an
fucking ball and chain.
This is the opposite of a gift. It's, yeah. And so, no, I think when I was a kid, I remember 2 times when I asked for VHSs of things.
Wait, what kind of VHS?
Well, I asked for Thundercats.
Shit.
Thundercats VHS, right?
Yeah.
And I got Thunderbirds.
Which
Thunderbirds is still pretty cool.
To be, you know, one of my great aunts was very confused about the order and was like, he must mean Thunderbirds, right? But it turned out well because Thunderbirds is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think I enjoyed that just as much conveniently. And it probably was better than Thundercats, quite honestly.
Thunderbirds
and the other time
amazing.
I asked for the Star Wars Special Edition because they'd remastered Star Wars in like 1997 mm-hmm. or something. Mm. Fuck me. Maybe even longer ago than
just,
that.
Just Christ. Aged yourself massively.
I can't remember. Probably even like earlier than that. I can't be more than like
what
10
did
or
you get instead? Do you remember?
I got something else that was not that. And I remember being very upset about it. And my parents being like, oh shit, don't worry. It's the wrong one. We'll get you the right one. And I did get it. Happy ending a week later. And then I got
you
the
got
VHS.
A happy ending.
You got a happy ending. That is a bad present from your family. Jesus Christ.
Jesus, thanks, Dad. Your dad's just like, I'll make it up to you, son. Jesus.
Jesus. I didn't know Christ. If there were a lot of happy endings on this podcast. You know, I feel like a lot of people's questions are, you know, they're asking the question, it's negative, right? And,
yeah.
And it usually means there's not an obvious good outcome. But in this case, VHS is quite cheap. Even back yes, in the day.
That's like not a big fuck up. Do you know what I mean? Getting the wrong colour bicycle or something. Like, something like that is like, oh, fuck. You know, he wanted a yellow bike instead of a red bike. And it's like...
What was it? Pedgwin did that recently. Getting a push chair and or something. Some piece of equipment and got the wrong one. And
oh, fuck.
If
no.
that was, I said to him, if that was me... Is it really that big of a deal? And he was like, it was a really big deal. Because she wanted... a specific pattern on it, so we had to send the whole fucking thing back, and I was like, God,
those are fucking expensive as well.
Not only that, but having to send it back is so heavy, like
it's a nightmare.
The idea of sending something back to me, out of the if it's not already in the same box you got it in, just dragging that back to the post office is a nightmare to me.
So wait, what was the what was the worst gift, Lewis? You had mistake gifts. If you didn't, you know, you didn't get ones you wanted, but what was something that you have you ever received something where like this is
just like main boring.
This is just trash.
Awful.
I don't know. I've lived a very blessed life, Harry. Mm. I've never. I think my parents were very careful to check with me what we would get. There was a lot of organisation in the Brindley family. There wasn't a lot of like surprises.
No surprises. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was very much. You know what you were, you almost like,
which I prefer. I like that. You know, I like knowing what you're going to get, and I don't that whole like surprise thing. I don't think like do people actually like surprises. Surprises give me anxiety, and then you there's that afterwards anxiety of like, oh, have I made someone feel like they've done me well enough with the surprise? You know, and they feel like I thanked them enough or what? I don't know that big surprise stuff. I don't think it's great.
I like them. I feel like what. Present giving is turned into as you get older is literally saying I would like this and the other person saying I want this, and then you just buy it for them, and it's something you could have bought yourself, but there's no like magic in it. There's no, it's literally just I'm gonna go to the shop and get you this thing that you asked for, rather than oh my god, you got me this is so cool, thank you.
Like there is that. I have done that, but what you have to do with that is you have to pay attention to that person for ages.
You can't just do it with anyone. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
and so like you have to buy in October. Yeah. you have to like, you know, notice them when they're like, oh, I'd like to get one of these, but maybe it's a bit too expensive. And you write that down.
Yeah.
And then a month later, you check if they've bought it themselves or anything. Or you sneakily ask a friend about it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to bring it up too much because you don't want to encourage them to actually buy it themselves.
Yes.
You have to lay all this groundwork, and then finally you get them at something and it's actually, they're like, oh, this is that thing that I wanted and you noticed and you cared. And oh my God, I love you so much. Like that is, that's excellent.
Giving a good gift does feel amazing. That is true. Giving a good gift, and you know, that and does...
like, yeah, especially if you feel like you've laid the. It's like a detective story. It's like, you gave hints about this, and I and it all slotted into place.
But I feel like that's still quite really an uncommon thing. I don't feel like all of the gifts you give are that. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's like a 1 in 100 every gift is like that's that the perfectly planned.
I used to give everyone in the office a Christmas present every year.
I remember it was very generous.
And the reason I stopped was because I overheard some people complaining about the presents they'd received.
No.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it was because it wasn't really, the presents I gave were not very thoughtful. That didn't go that far. I didn't know everyone necessarily very well. Mm. And so... I don't know, I would get Nina some fancy Japanese pens or whatever. Of course, she's an artist, so she likes pens, right? And it was like, I don't know, like that was as far as I went. I'd get Rich some like cycling gloves because he likes cycling or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't, I didn't really put the, but put the work
again,
in.
That's hard, buying presents for like 20 people.
But,
there is
but
a,
what I found was
you can't go full detective on
I
all
was
of
making,
it, right?
But I was almost, I found that it was almost worse to give someone an impersonal present than it was to give them nothing, right? It was better because they weren't expecting anything. They didn't get anything from me. And so them receiving something that was bad almost meant like, oh, I feel bad for not getting Lewis a present, but also he's got me something which isn't really very nice, or I don't, it just shows he's lazy. And so I don't know, like, it's almost like I've learned this a lot in my life. Sometimes doing nothing is the best course of action, even if it sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
Which is a stupid thing to say. But no, one feels bad if you don't do anything, whereas some people could feel bad. Like, some people might not get a present. They're like, well, Lewis got these guys' presents, but not me. Like, why did I miss out? Like, I don't know. There was this whole... Well, my present was better. And, oh, he got a really cool present. I would have liked his one.
The drama. The drama of presents.
I feel like that's so ungrateful, though.
We haven't had Lydia's. I need Lydia's. I need to know Lydia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
What's the worst gift?
I
have a similar thing as Rav's, is I feel like I have told this story a lot, but I don't think I've told it on this particular podcast. But the one that always like sticks in my head is I was around like 12 or 13, and my mum's like friends that she'd been friends with for years and years and years, I opened the present in front of like my brother and my mum and maybe my dad, I can't remember. And it was like very sexy lingerie. And I took it out of the thing and was like, and I was such a, I was like a bit of a tomboy. I was very shy. I didn't wear makeup.
Wait, how old were you again?
I was like 13 or something. It's not like I was like, I don't know. Like I was the opposite. It was my mum's like long-term friends, like this couple. I'd known them my whole childhood kind of thing.
Is this the one you wanted?
I am so sure that we've talked about this on this podcast. Like, this is.
I don't think you have.
Me and you have talked about this, Ravs, on a stream. But not on this podcast.
I don't know. Yeah. That is, I'm dying of cringe.
But it
that
was
is...
mortifying. Like, I was so, like, tomboy, shy, introverted little dumbass. And opening up this sexy, and my brother was like, what's that? And I was like, nothing, nothing, it's nothing. Like, threw it away, never opened it again. Like, what a
what
bizarre
did they say? What,
present.
What a fucking insane present to give a 13-year-old girl.
I know. Yeah.
An absolutely insane present. That is like... You should be on a list if you do that.
I,
that is
know,
like straight
I,
up fucking like crazy.
Who does that?
That is jail time.
That's bizarre.
What did they say? Is there any like? Was there a funny note? Was it like a gag?
No, well, like
if
they.
If I was your mum, I'd have been like, I'm never speaking to you guys
again.
My
mum's straight up like throwing hands if that happens. Like she is not. She's not okay with that. That's fucking mental.
I was, and like it obviously had an impact because I remember, like I can still think about how like embarrassed I was at, like to this day. It's like just the most bizarre present.
But I don't feel like you should be embarrassed. I feel like the gift giver should be fucking embarrassed.
They should be embarrassed. Like what a weird fucking thing to do. And in terms of like. Presents that I wanted but never got. I feel like there was back in the 90s or whatever, there was always some a toy that everyone wanted. And like you said, Lewis, like back then you couldn't buy your own things. You had two chances a year to get what you wanted, your birthdays and your Christmases. And I remember like desperately wanting a Frosty Maker, the snowman, Mr. Frosty.
Oh, Mr. Frosty.
I wanted a Mr. Frosty so bad.
They made the slush in the tummy, right?
And I wanted one of them.
Now, that's only 25 quid.
Really? But you know what? Back then, it was probably like 50, 60 quid.
Yeah.
Like, how would we be able to know how much it cost back then? Because I remember, like, it was expensive. Those toys were always so expensive.
This is a fucked up thing. Why are you taking it out of this snowman's stomach?
I'm eating his belly goo.
It's mortifying as a kid. What the fuck?
It cost £10.75 back in the day.
No, seriously? Yeah. Oh. In my head, maybe because when you're a kid, £10 is like a lot of money, so... You know,
yeah, that's
I
like,
probably allowed
I
one toy.
I could buy a house with this money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, holy shit, £10. And I think I was probably allowed to have one
toy. Probably could have bought a house
toy.
Back then, £10.
Yeah, well, back in the 90s. But yeah, any of that shit. I wanted a Belle costume from the Disney store. I wanted... Loved Polly Pocket. Loved My Little Pony, Brony for Life, baby. like, all of that shit, I ate it up like a tasty morsel.
Yeah, looking at these lists, this is... I mean, I was of the age... So I've got a list here of the toys from 1991.
Oh, give us a couple. Oh, 1991,
it's the Super Soaker 50, which is nice. Okay, I always wanted Super Soakers, but I didn't get good ones.
It's a weird Christmas present, right?
Yeah, by the time Christmas comes around, you don't want to be playing
You're not
Super
Soakers. Freezing cold outside.
Duncan is the perfect example of someone who's living his childhood fantasy. Like, I went to Duncan's house. He has like a million BB guns. He has like the Super Soaker.
Beanie Babies.
You put it in the sink and it's like electrically powered and it shoots like an assault rifle of water.
Insane.
Wait,
what? So it auto sucketh up the water from the sink?
Yeah, you put it in, it sucks it all up from the sink, and then you can just go out and shoot it. Like, you can shoot water bullets. I don't know how it works.
That's so OP. That takes the fun out of like a water fight. Oh, I just turned up with my like water laser. Like,
yep.
For fuck's sake. I'm sorry you didn't have your Mr. Frosty, Lydia.
One day.
I feel
day.
Like it's a very achievable one. I feel like
please, no one send me a Mr. Frosty to the office. I do not want to eat his belly goo now. I'm over it.
We can sit on the excavator of Harry's JCB playing Uno sipping Frosties.
This shit is how you get a fetish, though. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Mr. Frosty's belly goo. That's how you get fucked up the rest you think of your so? Life.
Do you think like, Mr. Frosty like, spawns some sort of fetish for people?
Well, I think this is why we got so many buttons. Furries now. It's because of Pokemon and stuff.
It probably is.
Sexy, like...
Maybe.
Like Sylvanians. Do you remember the Sylvanians? Those sexy little animal, cute animal toys?
That's sexy, Harry. Did you just say sexy?
Who was that sexy cartoon from
just
Goofy?
Just stupid sexy little mice,
the
Lydia.
Sexy
you know?
Cartoon from what?
From Goofy.
The sexy...
The chick.
The chick from Goofy.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit?
No.
I mean, she's hot.
That's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Who's the one from Goofy? Who's the sexy one from Goofy?
Wait.
I'm just typing sexy Goofy into the internet.
Sexy Goofy.
I'm looking up Mr. Frosty
fetish.
Oh
my god, Goofy's got a fucking big cock.
Yo. Wait, who's Goofy's girlfriend?
Oh, what's
Roxanne.
Her name?
Roxanne from Goof Troop.
She's cute.
She's an anthropomorphic female dog. She was...
That's a furry.
She is responsible for furries.
She's a furry. Yeah.
Because I thought you were going to see the Space Jam one.
Do you know what I
mean? Oh, she is pretty though, isn't she?
I can't believe it.
I'm surprised I'm not a furry.
Lewis, we talk about furries every fucking episode.
Sorry, I can't
there's
help
not a
it.
Single furry question, but
I
we
have
still
a few
managed to end
theories. Well, this is one of them, obviously.
Did you hear about the cum pizza? Have you heard about the cum pizza? We had that as a question. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't. Do I need to?
I don't know if we need to go there.
TLDR, a bunch of furries came on a pizza and left it in the hotel lobby. And then one of them ate some.
Well, this is the old soggy biscuit story, which always goes around.
But this one actually happened.
This is photographed.
There's pictures of it.
There's photographed.
It's an urban myth. It's an urban myth.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on before we talk about that more.
Yeah, let's move on. Ravs, you're going to grab one?
All right.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 g für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
It's Christmas! Hello, Zero Degrees Elves. I've just started dating a new partner and don't know what to buy her for Christmas. Any suggestions for a woman in her mid-20s who likes being outside, meeting with friends, the theatre, the occasional drink, and games night? No Baldos, water pistols filled with pee, mouse cum infused drinks, or any pets that watch us fuck. Thank you, weirdos.
I like that we're just fucking doing this person's Christmas shopping for them. Why the fuck is this a question?
This seems like an easy dub to me. You just gotta get them a theater tickets and
get them a Mr. Frosty done.
I mean,
easy.
As a woman in her mid 20s,
no, Lydia, you don't know.
Work this out, you know.
All right, how about all three of us get a present that we think Lydia might like, and we post it in chat and we see whether Lydia would like.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right. I'll just quickly have a little shot for you. Okay. Now, you're a classy lady.
I am classy. You saw my dress and almost fell
over.
You
like sitting outside at the pub?
I love to sit outside at the pub.
I like
the theatre. I've seen Les Mis like 4 or 5 times.
You like...
I love games nights. I am this woman just in, 10 years' time.
Yes.
All right, I probably got you guys beat. Here you go.
All right. Here's mine.
Okay, what you got?
All right. Lydia, you go through them in your own time.
Are they in this group chat?
Yeah, they're in the chat, chat here.
Group chat. Okay.
Well, why is that thing
link,
so
Harry.
That thing's so long. Sorry.
This is actually how long it takes men to do the average amount of Christmas shopping as well.
Great.
Okay,
so Ravs,
we open up. Oh, that is a good present.
You can't just pander to the crowd.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
You can't do that.
That's perfect. So Ravs has posted a Placebo tour poster, which I assume means that he'd buy me tickets to see Placebo.
Yeah.
Which
tickets to see Placebo.
Actually is perfect. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to beat that.
Whereabouts, Ravs? Because they're not playing locally.
Yeah, what, you buy flight tickets? This is an awful gift.
This is, again, you have to go for the whole day and book the hotel and stay over and the whole thing.
I'm going to Birmingham.
You're going to Birmingham tonight.
Yeah.
Why not Glasgow?
It's tonight.
Glasgow.
Tonight.
It's
tonight.
It's a surprise,
surprise
gift.
Surprise. Surprise.
Bye, Liz. You're going to leave fucking now. That was so funny if all the tour dates have been done. Bought you tickets with Rezivo. They've already performed.
I mean, Rads, they actually have cancelled the rest of their tour because Brian Mocha's ill. So that kind of is actually a little bit of a shit present. Because there's no gigs tonight.
That's the easy dub one. That's not Rabs' fault.
What's Lewis linked?
All right, Lewis has linked, I'm sorry, but an incredibly ugly scarf.
£55 cashmere. Really ugly scarf.
It looks like it's like a primary school kid's scarf. I'm sorry, Lewis. That's really ugly. And it's 30% off, you cheapskate. Huh? I want, oh my God, that is originally an £80 scarf. I mean, it's cashmere.
It's Marks and Spencer's original, Lydia.
It's lovely. I mean, I would appreciate that and I would wear it sometimes.
I like that they couldn't even get a fucking model to wear it. All the other scarves have models for this one.
Harry, you picked good, but you should have picked another musical.
Oh, sorry.
How expensive are those tickets, by the way, that you would have bought, Ravs?
I don't fucking know. Like 30 quid or something.
About 40 each, I'd say. 40? I mean, assuming you're buying me another one, so I have someone to go with.
Not gonna lie. I think I've got you all beat. I think I got you all beat with this
He picked the wrong musical. He just picked the wrong musical for Lydia.
Harry.
Look at that.
I literally got so excited because I was like, oh, you bought me Hamilton tickets? I want to see Hamilton
it's
so
better.
Bad.
Every day of your life, you get to be the star of Hamilton, Lydia.
It's a Hamilton poster on a shower curtain.
You get to sing
in the shower, I guess.
I can sing it. I've never seen it, but it will feel so good to see that every time I go to the Delu.
I like the word spaghetti that's on it as well. The kind of illegible word spaghetti that's just been put everywhere.
I like how underneath the star it says, the election of 1800.
My shot helpless.
The world was wide enough? What?
Yeah, the world was wide enough?
Have you guys never seen Hamilton?
Have you guys not seen Hamilton?
No.
Oh my God.
I really want to.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I thought it was great.
Nice. Yeah.
But I don't know anything about American history. I think it's better if you know about American history.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But all Americans have kind of been forced to learn all this shit about the fucking founding fathers and all that crap.
Yeah.
So they kind of...
We don't know shit about it.
They have a baseline knowledge of that.
Like, my understanding of American history can be described by this Hamilton shower curtain. Yeah. It's probably the same amount of knowledge. So what are you picking, Liz? What are you going for? What have you got? So you got placebo tickets for tours that have already happened.
Yep.
You've got a brilliant scarf, lovely knitted scarf, and a horrible, ugly Hamilton shower curtain.
Okay, so this is the question. It's a new partner, right? This is my new partner has bought me this.
It's your first
gift. Christmas. All right, one cashmere scarf. I'm going to be honest, Lewis, it's a little bit soulless. There's not much thought behind it. Just a scarf.
Fucking
There's no personality. There's no knowing me. Also, it's an ugly scarf.
I think Lewis is crying. For podcast listeners, I think Lewis has actually just shed a tear.
Yeah.
He's distraught.
I appreciate that it's like a well-made scarf, but I wouldn't be that over the moon with it. Sorry. Harry, your present fucking sucks. Not only have I not seen Hamilton, but I can't even put a shower curtain up in my bathroom. I've got one of those glass door things. So
fuck's sake.
I guess I'll just wear it as a poncho when it rains or something. Ravs is quite clearly the winner, even though... there's no gigs to go to.
Easy dub. He still wins.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, I hope that helps our questioner. Well, hopefully one of those three is a good gift for your partner.
Get them theatre tickets. Find out a theatre they like and go
Hamilton,
take them to it. Take them out for a drink.
Take them somewhere nice.
Mm-hmm. I just get them a shower curtain. It's nice.
Or a shower.
All right. Next question. Let's move off of something Christmassy and let's do a silly one. Get a phone call saying one of your fellow hosts has been arrested. What do you think they were arrested for?
Okay. Should we
I feel like
also,
we should go around and do one of us.
Wait,
do one of us at a time.
Should we also say who do you think it is as well?
Well, I think we should just each of us.
Yeah, but I want to know who. Yeah, yeah, we'll do one each. We'll give our opinion. Okay. But who do you, wait? Who we think it
who
also
you think's
is
getting wait, arrested?
One of the for some reason the police says one of your co-hosts of 0 Degrees has been arrested, and we have to guess which one.
Fuck. Okay, I go for it, Ralph. So you guessing?
Fuck, I've set myself up here.
Oh, you set yourself right. up. You're so right. keen on it.
I think I'm picking Lydia here. I think it's going to be Lydia.
Thank
I'm
going
to assume it's Lydia for like. Drunken assault and battery.
Oh my god! God.
Oh my god! It's not even funny. It's just, oh it's just true.
Jesus. I think you know Lydia.
Well, he's arrested. She's not convicted. She doesn't mean she's done it. She's just been arrested for it. She's under suspicion
had,
of.
Had one too many apple juices at the pub, okay. and some girl was acting like a dick.
Oh my
it was
god!
A bit of a fisticuff situation.
I am a, I am a bit of a feisty drunk. You know, like I can have a little bit of a sass to me once I've had. A few so
and with your gammy leg it's just not it's
leg,
not gonna go great it's all dirty
gonna,
fighting
oh
like, see you hit her with your walking stick
oh nice
yeah
nice.
With the peg no, with the peg leg
yeah with my peg mm-hmm. leg
well, like, yeah. it had like a knife in it it's like an unsheathed
I like that
oh, Lydia, that's playing dirty come on mate
I think that's you know
some Hamilton dueling shit this
I think so. I think that's my guess
You think Lydia would be arrested?
Maybe. Out of all of us, I'm the most likely.
Harry, I just can't see it for you.
Really?
Can't see it for you.
I think Harry could be like arrested by immigration.
They finally got me, everyone. They finally got me.
You know, there was like some Turkish guy they wanted, and they were like,
there was a mix-up. And they're called Rams. I'm not Turkish. Please, let me out, Rams. Fuck, Lewis, you gotta convince them I'm not Turkish.
No, they're gonna think I'm your dad. It's not gonna. I'm not having no help. They will deport me as well.
True, true. I mean, that could happen. I mean, I do. I get pulled for extra security checks every time I go for an airport.
Can confirm, we were at the airport.
Every time I go to America, I get randomly selected. It's happened every time I go to America.
It's the dark eyebrows, the dark hair. That's
yeah,
it
it's, yeah. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, man. I feel like I wonder what it would be. I feel like Ravs. I do feel like I'd get like called by like you know. Just because you're in your Vegas outfit, like security from a casino, who like, yeah, you're just fucking absolutely drunk and just like grabbing chips off people and shit, just being a belligerent gambler. I could just see that and be like, yeah, you got to come down
it's
and pay
I'm
two
my
grand.
Vegas persona. I'm Vegas Ravs right now.
You're Vegas Ravs. I'd bail you out. I'd come down and pay like $2,000 and get you out of that hellhole.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I think
you.
More likely Ravs has like fallen down a manhole or something. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and trespass. He's accidentally
trespassed. Why did you get arrested for
that? Well, it's trespass in a sewer.
Yeah.
He's...
I get a call from the police. We got this guy here. He doesn't seem to know who he is. He's very drunk.
What are you getting arrested for, Lewis?
Well,
serial killer.
Who do you think
Straight up serial killer.
No, they can't
with that
get
mustache.
The only
definitely.
Thing they can get me for is tax evasion. Do you know what I mean?
Oh like, yeah, yeah. Some...
Well, that was my other one. If it wasn't drunk Lydia, it was Lewis tax evasion. That was going to be my guess.
He finally
some
goes
financial
down.
Financial crime.
Yeah,
like embezzlement.
Lewis, who do you think it is? You got to pick between Perrion and Sips as your Triforce.
Oh yeah, what would they get arrested for?
You've got a phone call. One of the members of Triforce has been arrested. It's not you, Lewis. Come, what have they done? Are you going to go bail them out? Which one do you think it is?
Well, Sips never goes anywhere. Doesn't.
But he's from Jersey.
But he's like, he's already in hiding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, there's no way they can get him. He's in the middle of nowhere. Whereas,
is that why he's there? Is that the reason?
Whereas I reckon PFLAX could be like done for spying or something, you know, like
espionage.
Oh, totally. Because, yeah.
He's been back and forth to China for a Dota tournament. You know, he's been all over the place. And, you know, that's not a real job.
He does look like a, you know, generic man. He blends in well.
I reckon he could secretly be working for, like, the security services as a double or triple agent, though. That's the thing. It would be like he'd be working for the government, but that he'd actually be secretly working for the Russians or the Chinese. But then maybe he wasn't. He was just double... Well, triple agent. How many layers?
Like, that sounds like his bail would be quite high then. Would you bail him out?
Depends.
Well,
wow, listen, I don't want to get pulled into just that shady world. I don't want to get recruited.
Well, Lydia, who do you think?
I think Ravs for possession.
Possession?
Yeah.
Possession?
Wait, of what? Possession of what?
What have I got?
I think a knife? I think cocaine.
Cocaine?
I think cocaine.
No. I think it's an illegal weapon.
A weapon?
Some like Scottish, you know, some Scottish knife.
Because he grew up on the mean streets of Glasgow, he had to defend himself. So he probably has like a 6-inch knife like in his underpants.
That's the only 6-inch
thing
I have. He's got
6-inch something, yeah.
Big sheath.
Well, you know, I had a little skiing do once when I had a kilt. It's nice, little shit knife.
Oh my God. Shit knife in your pants.
Yeah, skiing do, it's like you put it in your ankle, like your ankle goes around your boot.
Oh, you actually, yeah.
Is it actually sharp?
No, it has to be blunt. They're not allowed sharp ones anymore. Mega OG boys will definitely have like these sharp ones, but you're supposed to have blunted ones. You can't buy them sharp anymore.
What are you supposed to do with it if it's blunt?
I mean, you don't stab anyone with it anyway. It's just decorative.
Oh.
It's a decorative knife, Lydia.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
It must have some history, right? Like...
Wait, no, Lydia, why do you think I have to have possession of coke? What's going on there?
I'm just imagining
that.
They call me up and you've gone on like a mad one to Lanzarote. You've like picked up some really cheap drugs. You forget that it's in your kilt pocket or whatever.
In your prison pocket.
You get searched. They call me up. They're like, you've got to bail him out. He's trying to sneak back cocaine.
I was like, take him away.
Smuggling it back as well.
Take him away, boys. He's a dirty smuggler.
I'd be like, I've never met that man before in my life. Never in my life.
Ignore the copious amounts of streams and podcasts. I do not know this man.
Just Vegas Rav's giving me a bad rep here.
It is. Know? It's making you seem like such a criminal wearing
it's
that
such
shirt.
A dirt bag. It's such a dirtbag outfit, yeah.
All right, this is actually a thing. A Montreal bagpiper got a ticket from police from wearing a skein do, and he fought it at court. And they dropped the case and gave him his knife back.
Oh.
No fucking way!
It's traditional.
It's traditional. Well, it's like traditional dress.
Is it Sikhs carry their knife as well? It's one of their five.
Yeah, they
carry
the big knife, right?
Yeah, and you can take that for.
Also, an armpit dagger, Ravs.
I'm unaware of that one.
Of Matu Cashless.
Oh, how big?
A skein ochils.
Don't know what that one is either.
Skein ochil. It's like another. You're covered in daggers apparently in Scotland.
Just everywhere. In your armpit.
Armpit just sounds such an awful place to keep
That's
it.
Terrible.
Well, it's a little pocket.
It's a little pocket place.
Yeah,
no knives.
Little secret stash.
Well, some kilts have like a bit over one shoulder. So
oh,
imagine
yeah,
it
the extra fabric.
Concealed.
Oh, yes, they do.
Concealed.
I was imagining it like a really short handbag. Just like a really short handbag with a knife in it.
On what occasions have you had to wear a kilt then?
Oh, like weddings. I wore one for my confirmation because I was raised Catholic.
A little tiny one.
A little tiny kilt. Wearing a little tiny kilt.
Cutest thing I've ever heard.
Wore it to my brother's wedding.
Do you like wearing a kilt?
I like wearing a kilt, yeah. It's like oddly freeing. Went true Scotsman, got a little breeze. Tried dancing, shouldn't have done because I did a twirl and my kilt came up.
Do you go 100% traditional?
I went traditional, yeah.
Were you always go traditional?
Not as a child.
No, I'm not going to ask about that.
Jesus. As an adult, I went traditional and I was at my brother's wedding and, you know, I sat with my legs spread apart and one of my brother's mates was like, just closing the leg motion. I was like, oh, yep, my balls are out.
Oh my God.
It was like a nice windy, like cold day. So I got a nice little breeze.
I thought that was just not true. I thought that was all another urban myth.
Quite a lot of people do.
Is it kind of frowned upon to wear underwear with a kilt?
I mean, maybe by like some like hard bastards, you know, like the really devout national lads, maybe, but like you can do whatever makes you comfortable. I just was like, it's tradition, so I just did it.
Still I like wearing. It.
Scottish infantry regiments used to ban soldiers from wearing anything under their kilts. Every day, a senior officer would use a mirror to look under them, and anyone found wearing underpants would be sent back to take them off.
I think that guy just liked looking at cops.
That is the original upskirt.
That's the upskirt. Oh my God. The Scots started it. You dirty perverts.
Well, it's like that scene in Braveheart, right? Where like one of them flashes the archers and slaps his bare ass and he gets an arrow in his ass cheek.
Yeah. That's a classic scene.
That's a good scene.
For fuck's sake. Oh,
it's
good.
A distraction.
Right, should we one last question,
Lewis?
Take your pick, Lewis, of the ones we've sent in that group.
Any of the ones we've not done yet.
Let's do. I mean, there's one we're woefully unqualified for, which we'll probably pass on.
What about the pee question?
Sure, let's end on the pee question. Why not, Liz? We've talked about it maybe seven times on this podcast already, Lewis. We need your take. We need the final stamp of approval or disapproval. Is it okay to pee in the shower? And if it's okay to pee in the shower, is it okay to poo in the shower?
Oh my God, Harry!
And if it's okay to poo in the shower, is it okay to stomp it down the drain?
Oh, waffle stomp.
Yep.
Where do you land? Where do you feel?
Who else is in the shower?
Just you.
Wait,
does that change it? Does that change it?
And your dad.
if they want to, you know.
I feel like it's all the same, right? At the end of the day.
Well, whose shower is it? Who's cleaning
it? It's your shower.
You're showering alone. You need to pee mid-shower.
Do you open the door and try and like arc your pee into the toilet, or do you just piss in the shower?
Or do you get out and get water all over the floor while you piss?
Yeah, no, that's the worst option.
That's the worst option.
Well, I'm not peeing in the bath.
No, then you are.
Okay, but what if it's one of those showers
urine.
That's like in the bath and you got to step into the bath?
If I was in the bath, I'd have to get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you're showering, as in you have an overhead shower that goes into a bath?
Yeah. That's why I have to step into the bath to shower.
Yeah, me too. Why is that different from peeing in a shower?
In like
cubicle?
A walk-in shower, yeah.
What's different about that?
I guess I don't like wading in pee.
But you won't be wading.
It'll flush away.
I don't like pee splashing all over my feet.
But do you wash your feet in the shower? What if you angle it towards the plug, the drain?
Yeah.
Piss directly into the drain.
I don't need to do that.
But a lot of piss is just urea, which is what comes out in our sweat anyway, right? So it's all kind of the same.
You all shower pissers, is that what you're telling me?
I mean, we do seem like we're very for it, don't we? We are really pushing for it.
I don't want this
on your agenda. Piss in the shower.
Come on, save the planet, everybody.
I'm not saying I haven't pissed in the shower.
You've dabbled.
I avoid it if I don't need to.
You're not an enjoyer of it, but
what if you really need to pee and you're in the shower?
I usually pee before the shower.
Okay, but
I have a routine. Okay, I know I'm going to shower, and the shower being on, usually is like the sound makes me want to pee.
Yeah, but this time you've been caught at odds. You forgot to do it, and you're in there already.
Are you holding?
Yeah.
No.
No, you're pissing.
He's a shower pisser.
We got him.
But then again, here's a question.
Okay.
Do you poo in the sea?
No! Ooh. What the fuck?
Now listen, you're on the beach.
What?
You need to poo.
Completely alone.
Are you insane?
Are we talking desert island or just like a beach?
No.
Brighton Beach. Yeah.
Brighton Beach. It's fucking horrible. It's stony and horrible.
Random people.
It's hot day. You're in your undies.
Okay. All right.
You went to the loo, but it was like shut down. There was some drunk guy in there, passed out. Whatever. Called the police.
How's they getting arrested?
I just got back from Vegas, everyone.
And you were like, it was either that or you were gonna poo yourself.
Yeah. Well, wait. Are you pooing on the pebbles or are you pooing in the sea?
You're out for a swim. Is that what you're trying to say?
To disguise it.
Okay.
But wait, your question is either you literally have to be on the beach and shit yourself or go into the ocean. Like, that is a very dramatic scenario you're giving it.
My question isn't, will you deliberately go to the beach to take a shit in the sea?
That's what it sounded like. You were like, well, would you poop in the sea? Like, you made it sound like, you know.
Well, look, we can take it back in stages from there.
Okay.
You know, it's like, it looks like quite a long way to get to a toilet or... You're not sure if it'll be busy or gross in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you done it before? Are you like, have you pooped in the sea?
Is it bad to poop in the sea? Is there like, I mean, all the sewage kind of ends up there anyway, right? Fish and shit, they're all shitting in the sea and they don't care. Why? It's just like another.
Why do they get to do it and we don't?
Yeah, why do they get to do it and we don't?
It's inequality.
It is inequality. Well, it's it's mammal inequality. We get to poop in the sea. If I want to poop in the sea, I'll poop in the sea and I'll be proud about it. Okay?
So, yes.
Okay, yes.
I'm a sea pooper.
If I'm at the edge of a pier shitting into the sea, sure.
That's different. No,
okay,
that's
but
different.
Wait.
That's not the same.
But if I'm out swimming, hey, the shit. Isn't the motion of shitting, right? You push it out, but then your butthole must get back in. Am I sucking seawater into my ass a little bit?
You're giving yourself a little enema, a little free enema.
Am I getting seawater in there? Because that's fucked.
That's going to clean it right out.
I think it's good for you.
I don't know.
It's very
antiseptic.
I don't think your butt sucks up.
It's a covalent exchange, Lewis. Listen,
Raz, when you take a shit normally, the air doesn't go in there and replace it. And then you have to...
No. What I'm saying, no. But my butthole will be open, okay? At some point, is water not going to go in?
Well, no, but your butthole doesn't open. It's not like a door.
it doesn't just widen.
It's
and
like
then
one
poo
of those,
falls out
those,
and then closes.
Those squeezy bag icing things where it squeezes it out.
So it wraps around it.
There's only out. If I'm in the water, there's only out.
There's no water. Outflow.
Outflow.
Why are you worried about the water going into your butthole?
I get seawater in my ass. Am I fucking crazy for that?
I don't think that's even that bad.
Yeah.
I think that's chill.
That should be the least of your worries.
I feel like that's the best bit of the experience,
Gwyneth
to be honest.
Paltrow is probably charging loads for that.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's an enjoyable experience for me.
Well, I feel like poo...
But
like,
you're not willing to try.
You're not going to do it?
Maybe if I'm like near the shore.
Are you guys doing it swimming or are you doing it standing? Because I think doing it swimming causes me anxiety of me then bumping the poo.
Well, you know that thing...
I feel like it's hard to like doggy paddle away from the...
No, I would just float on my back and then shit directly down.
No, because then it just rises up. That is the worst way to do it.
No, but how many of them are floating? Like, what are we talking about? I have a good diet. What? I don't tend to have a lot of floaters.
So you're just
on.
Lying on your back and it's just dropping straight to the bottom of the floor. Yeah. It's like the heaviest mass known to man, just rocketing to the ocean
floor.
And
then the crabs get a special dinner, you know.
Oh my god.
I don't want them anywhere near my shit.
And your open butthole.
I mean, yeah. I feel like it's okay. I mean, people pee in the ocean, it's not really a big deal, right? Is it bad to pee in the ocean?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I probably would in a desperate situation.
It's probably good for the ocean. I think the ocean likes it.
Let's put more piss in the ocean.
Yeah.
There's so much sewage around our poor little island.
Peeing in water where there is, like, you know that this terrifying urethra fish?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a river fish. I don't know if it's an ocean
fish. Yeah, it's in the Amazon, I think.
They jump up your pee hole.
But I'm too scared now. I don't want any fishies near me.
You just get a massive trout trying to climb up your urethra.
This trout's sucking me off. Jesus.
It's a river. It's spawning.
Ravs, you're scared of the ocean anyway.
I do hate deep open water. There's Japanese
you literally wouldn't go like the, you wouldn't go to the beach because you hated the ocean.
No, I hate sand, Harry.
You told me you hated deep water.
I hate deep open water, but I also hate sand.
Okay.
You know? Like, I was wearing nice shoes. I didn't want to fucking get sand in them.
For fuck's sake. I thought you just hated the ocean, full stop.
No, like, shallow water's fine, and, like, being on the beach and stuff, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the sea is just a nice opportunity for...
A poo?
Drop for recreational.
A safe, natural, in nature. Just give it a go.
Come on, just try it.
I'm scared to pee or poo in the ocean now. You made it worse for me.
I think it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't remember doing it, but I feel like maybe the act of swimming, like, water stops you from... I don't remember.
I can't remember a time when I have pooed
underwater, but I feel like... There must have been a time. It must be possible. It's probably been done all the time.
Harry, Lydia, remember we asked if you fart in the tub? What was the fart in the tub question?
Oh.
If you fart in the tub, does the gas... How does it work or something like that?
Like, does it smell... Like, does it
can you smell your fart underwater?
Oh, yeah.
That was it. Just the fart smell underwater. And I think they must, right?
Yes.
Right. On
anyway,
that note,
shall we it's time to wrap it up and get the fuck out of here.
Lewis,
thank you so much for joining us for this Christmassy, pooey related podcast.
That was the Christmas
podcast.
Episode.
That was Christmas.
I think that's our Christmas Day
Christmas.
Episode.
This is a golden podcast, you guys.
It's a golden podcast. This is the greatest podcast you've ever been on. Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Yeah. And thank you to everyone who's been sending in their questions. Thank you to all of our lovely patrons. Thank you to all our lovely listeners. Keep sending in your questions and your silly stories. We want to hear them. Lewis, any last words? Any last thoughts? Any last ideas?
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
Be safe, stay warm.
Happy holidays.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas. See you guys soon.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.